Hey friends, this is Terry with the Women of Wine Country Show, a podcast for women where we discuss women, wine, business, family, friendships, and all the things that go into good living. Welcome and let's get started. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you are listening to this podcast. I am your host, Terry Wells Brown, the author of the Women of Wine Country series, the Earth Magic series, and now the newly released Sisters of Sin series. Sorry about the background noise, you guys. I am actually out moving my body this morning, and so I'm recording this podcast while I'm on a walk. I know it's not uber professional, but you guys know I'm committed to bringing realism to everything that I do. I'm not polished and I'm not edited. I'm just me. And today we're going to talk about leveling up. And I think there's a few fronts that I am right now taking a look at in my life and deciding what I want to put energy to and what I don't. And right now for me, at my age, I'm putting energy to things that give me pleasure or give some value to me in some way. So one of those things is health. And we talk a lot about health, but especially as we get older, health becomes a major problem. And I'm getting ready to walk by a couple of dogs that are going to bark through this. So I apologize in advance for that. They are absolutely adorable, though. One is a little miniature pin with little short stubby legs. A miniature pit bull, not pin. And she's adorable. And the other one's like a Kaiser dog. So just cute as can be. Anyway, you know me and animals. I'll always get distracted. So health. I just battled. I'm in the middle of actually battling still a terrible infection. A few months ago, got a really bad infection in my mouth and had to have many oral surgeries, and it was just horrible. Like, there's no other way to put it. It was absolutely horrible. And here we are a few months later, and I just had a terrible bladder infection. I've never had a bladder infection before. So our feeling is the infection never really left my body, and it's just landing where it can after I've pushed myself. So when the first infection hit, I was gearing up for my vanity release party and making deadlines and all of that kind of stuff. And I made my deadlines, but I hurt myself, ended up with a bad infection and a lot of oral surgeries, which is gross. And then I got myself better, took it easy, started writing again, got back into it. And here I am a couple of months later. I just came off of three deadlines, hard deadlines that I had, and I had to meet, which I did, but I hurt myself to meet these deadlines. And I ended up sick with another infection. So that told me and the doctor that the infection's probably still in my body, or I'm just so low when I do that, when I push myself, that, you know, it's just part of my reality as I get older. And she said something to me, today you're as young as you're ever going to be, but that doesn't mean you're as healthy as you've ever going to be. You have the tools to change the way that your body is. There are a lot of things that we can't change, but weight and health is something that we can change. And just like most middle-aged women, I'm carrying a few extra pounds, and it's been fine. I'm married to this amazing man who likes me a little bit fluffy, but I'm at a point now where it's affecting my health. So my goal is to become a much healthier version of me. And I started thinking about all of the things I put my energy to, my family, my grandkids, my husband, my business, my writing career, my home, my rentals, all of the exterior things that I put myself out for, but I don't do it for myself. Like, I have not taken a hard look at myself, at my physical body, and said, okay, like, we're going to put all the energy into that. We're going to make it better. I haven't done that. And so my goal is now to focus 100% on me, healthy, my physical body. I do a lot of deep dives on my emotional health and my mental health. I do a lot of deep dives on you know, relationships with other people, boundaries. I'm pretty good with all of that kind of stuff. But my physical health is something that I have not put a lot of energy to. And there's a few reasons I think why. One, I always had really good health. I was a cute little Southern girl, blonde hair, you know, just America's idealistic, you know, perfect girl. That was me. And visually, let's just say that, because I was not in any way a perfect girl. But, you know, so you get a sense of, I want to say almost like bulletproofness when you're that way. Because you grow up with people wanting to do things from you, people telling you how great you are for no reason other than just how you look. And you grow up just sort of taking for granted that this thing that you never worked for, but that was you were born with, was somehow because of you, and it's not. So my physical appearance when I was younger had zero to do with me, and I didn't take good care of myself because I took it for granted. Right? So I didn't take care of myself when I was younger. It wasn't until I got into my 40s that I really took a hard look and had a health scare. I took a hard look at my physical health and decided that, you know, I needed to do something. So I started running. And I spent the next decade of my life probably the happiest with me physically that I've ever been, emotionally and mentally as well. I was probably the strongest I'd ever been in my whole life in all three wellness areas, physical, emotional, mental, with that decade when I was running every morning. I gave that to myself. I did yoga every morning. I watched the sun come up over the lake after a 2-mile run while I was doing a warrior pose every morning. That was such an incredible gift I gave myself. So I know that now it's, you know, almost 2 decades later, almost, that I have to get back into that frame of mind because I am all I really have. And how can I take care of the people that I love around me if I'm suffering all the time? I'm missing out. So for them, I show up. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm using the people I love and care about, this missed beach trip and other things that I'm missing out on with my family, just because I physically can't do it. So I am utilizing this energy and I'm pushing myself forward. So I'm out on a walk. First time in quite a while. My goal is to walk every single morning. If I miss a morning, I'm going to give myself grace. I'm looking up natural remedies and ways to keep my bladder and my liver and my kidneys and my heart and everything, my lungs, healthy. I'd like to try to do that through natural methods before I move to pharmaceutical and surgical, obviously. And this is my goal. So I hope that somebody that listens to this can choose to have a similar goal and to do whatever that looks like for you to have your best health. Not because of the way you're going to look. That's just a side effect. It's nice, right? But because of how you will feel, who you will be here for, who is going to, besides you, reap the benefits, your children, your grandchildren, your spouses, your relatives, your friends, your animals, right? So if you're like me and you don't do things for yourself, but you do things for other people, don't be afraid to use other people. Don't be afraid to say, I'm going to get in shape because I want to be able to hike with my son or my daughter or my grandchild, right? I want to get into better shape because I want to water ski with my new boyfriend. This is something I couldn't do, either one of those things. I'm getting ready to go to Spain in May 2023. I've got to be able to walk. I've got to be able to walk like 10,000 steps a day at least. I couldn't do that right now. What a disappointment that would be to get all the way over to Spain and not be able to keep up with the tour, right? So with all of that, I'm getting a little winded. I'm just here to say, get up, girls, move your bodies. Let's do this together. I'm doing a few things. I'm reorganizing my house. I'm leveling up my living status on the things that I can control, right? So part of that, I read this great article about homes and how your home and how it is, how well it functions, how clean it is, how pretty it is. Decorativeness makes a big difference, is the number one factor on your mental and emotional health. Can you believe that? Well, I have to say, I think it's also a factor on physical health, because I'm moving stuff around, organizing, cleaning, moving my body in ways that I haven't in a long time, because, you know, my belief that I should be in charge of my own house at this point, because I need it to get up and move my body, has just been enhanced by that. So there's another way that your home can be something that brings you emotional and mental health. All right, so I'm doing a lot of, you know, herbal research. I want to get into more natural healing and moving my body and upping the status of my home with, you know, not big stuff, but paint. I'm going through my dishes and getting rid of stuff. I'm selling off stuff I don't need. I'm donating other things I don't need. The clearing stuff out is incredible. And when I walk into my dressing room now, it's like, whoa, it feels really good. And before, there's Buster. I'm home now, girls. There's my dog, Buster. Hey, Best. And before, I would go in there and feel heavy. I would go into my dressing room and feel heavy. Now I go into my dressing room and I feel excited. Ooh, what am I going to wear today? That's a gift I gave myself. I want each of you to give yourself some gift. Give yourself some gift that only matters to you. Okay? Well, I'm home. I am going to go in and live my best life. I will try to record a podcast a couple times a week and keep you updated on my walking journey. I'm not taking measurements and I am not weighing myself. I am basing my progress on how I am feeling. So with that being said, if you're listening to this hoping to get ideas about how to lose weight, that is not going to be the main focus. The main focus is feeling better. So I hope that that is also your journey. So here we are. And until I talk to you next week, stay safe, stay sane, and I'll see you later. Bye-bye for now. Hey ladies, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please do me a big favor. Go subscribe, share this with your friends, and leave a review. It helps so much getting the podcast sponsors and guests that everybody will enjoy. Thank you so much again, and I'm honored that you joined us. Have a blessed day.